This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Robert Barnes is our guest. We're on your phone calls next segment, T-minus 6 minutes. But I wanted to ask him about the Hunter Biden stuff. They're confirmed it's real. The media keeps trying to just ignore it. All this Chinese spying evidence coming out, even if Biden got in, I don't see how they ever get away with what they've done other than a total police state, which I guess the Democrats say they're going to carry out. So we've absolutely got to defeat Biden. What are other angles? What's your view on the Hunter Biden situation and all that that's coming out?
What's extraordinary is the FBI had this for a year and sat on it and buried it. And so it's incredible, the scope, the scale, the depth, the duration of the corruption, the fact that Durham has not taken meaningful action. I think that after the election, Trump needs to step up and basically resuscitate aspects of our American democratic institutions. And the first way he can do that is to pardon both Snowden and Assange. He needs to send a message to the deep state that their ongoing corruption and collusion and covering up the Biden scandal, not taking action related to Spygate, has to have a consequence. And the best way for it to have a consequence is to pardon the two people they hate almost as much or even more than the president, Julian Assange and Ed Snowden. And these have been two critical whistleblowers that have been a check on the corruption of the deep state. And we need to unleash their power again. We need to re-empower WikiLeaks, re-empower Snowden, to be able to continue to be important whistleblowers against the institutional.
I totally agree. Isn't that Trump's biggest failing that he didn't pardon Assange and greenlight others? He told Assange, whoever's got the intel, give it out, release it. He did it. I think that's a big strike against Trump. Why hasn't he done the right thing?
I think a lot of people convinced him that if he reached a detente with the deep state, that Durham would clean up the bad actors and everything would be great. And Durham didn't even issue a report, as was promised. So he trusted people that are just simply untrustworthy. For example, imagine if Julian Assange was sitting in the Ecuadorian embassy. He likely would have got this Hunter Biden information 6 months ago, and it would have gone public a long time ago, and in a more effective delivery mechanism than people like Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. Assange would have been a much more effective means to get this truth out about the world.
Yeah, but you just put it up on a website for everybody. You don't, like, send it to only certain media.
Exactly. And you don't do it in this sort of half-assed way that looks selective and looks partisan. You let someone that has a long established record of never, like, they're able to challenge the verification and authentication of these things because it's not Assange. Assange, everything he's put out has always been validated and verified. None of it has ever been wrong. So they removed Assange to help facilitate the corruption of this election, protect the corruption of the Bidens, and undermine Trump. I think he's starting to recognize and realize that in full scope and scale now. So hopefully he'll take remedial action after the election, because if Assange was not under indictment, the Hunter Biden corruption and other Biden-related corruption would have already been fully disclosed.
I agree, and I know folks that know Giuliani. He doesn't know how to run a website. He doesn't know how to do any of this. So it's not that Giuliani's even bad. He just doesn't know what he's doing, and no one's willing to. I'm not willing. I'm not going to publish all this child porn. I've talked to folks that have seen it. It's confirmed. It's Hunter screwing little kids, man. But that's a crime to even put it out. If the FBI won't prosecute the guy that did it, they'll prosecute me. You know they would, Bob.
Oh, no doubt about it. The hypocrisy is hot. I mean, the problem is Rudy Giuliani is a poor man's Julian Assange. Steve Bannon is a poor man's Alex Jones. It's not the effective way to get this story out. And so it could have been far more effective if Assange had been free. And in order to free democracy, the president needs to free Assange. And
but Bob, I know you've probably already been offered it. I bet you have. I mean, I've been offered the laptop by high-level folks in U.S. intelligence who I know are real. Do you want to go through 50,000 of these, 25,000 things? I mean, do you want to do that? I think you probably don't want that job, do you?
No, exactly. That's where Assange and WikiLeaks were perfect for this. They have done this multiple times over the decades. They are the best skilled, best equipped people to screen through it quickly, filter it effectively, verify it authentically.
I agree. Let's come back and talk about it. Robert Barnes is our guest. He's on fire. Check out his Twitter when we come back. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, 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 today. Spread the links now or bow to the new award.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
He's not on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you've got to dodge him. You've got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's pounding down. Put it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be?
Trump parades in Europe, Trump parades in the United States. There was one that was like 100 miles long the other day. I was reading about it on the East Coast. Robert Barnes, conscious lawyer, is our guest. We're about to go to these loaded phone lines, get to every one of them that are holding. Barnes, other points about this election. I mean, wow, what does the left do if your predictions that were right 4 years ago that Trump wins in a landslide so big they can't even contest because all the uncounted ballots will be less numbers than they need to go over the top when it's clear? What are they going to do then when they lose?
Well, they're already previewing it. I mean, they're basically taking the strategy that they use in foreign countries, that the CIA types use in foreign countries, which is to create bogus polling narratives that say Trump can't win, so that if he does win, they claim he stole it somehow. And you already have people like Nate Silver, the 538, the big political forecaster, saying exactly that. So they're trying to set up a narrative in advance of trying to discredit Trump's election, discredit democracy, discredit the American working class that's going to put them back in power, particularly in small-town America across the country, that's turning out in record levels, trying to discredit them by claiming they really didn't vote for who they voted for. And the only question is what storyline and narrative and what culprit they're going to blame it on, unless they're not going to try to go back to the Russiagate narrative time, you know, the sequel or the trilogy. So I think that's what's coming, that they're going to try to discredit the election by any means possible, even though they know already from their internal data that, in fact, it's extremely close and that amongst key voter groups, Trump is leading.
So I totally agree with you. So why don't we get arrogant statements by Pelosi that regardless of what happens in the election, this is a quote, Joe Biden will be inaugurated the 20th. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, that's what's frightening. I mean, I think that, you know, they need to win a majority of House seats to try to invalidate the election. So that there's a majority of House delegations. They already have enough House seats, but right now they don't control enough states.
Absolutely. So do they gain seats in the House, according to your number crunching? Do they get control of the Senate? Let's look at Congress. What's your view on that?
I don't think they will. I don't think they don't have enough control in enough states, and they don't have enough good candidates in enough states. So I think Republicans will still continue to control the majority of delegations in the House. So that will be the check for Trump. We'll see, you know, look, you know, as we talked about, Barrett was not a trustworthy vote, and everybody said that she was going to get on there and she was going to stop all this nonsense in Pennsylvania and other people. And what did she do? She ran for cover and didn't even vote. So he can't trust the Supreme Court, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a good point. She just basically went along with all this in her first vote. Didn't even vote.
Exactly. She found, you know, the whole purpose to rush her was the people told Trump, put her on the bench, and she'll make sure none of these crazy things happen in these elections. And she gets a chance right away in Pennsylvania, North Carolina. The vote was happened. They waited deliberately until after she was confirmed so that she had an opportunity to vote, and she skipped voting, said that she doesn't feel comfortable voting right now. So that tells you how unreliable it's Trump's power comes from the people. And so as long as the people's voice is heard, their willingness to override that, their willingness to completely ignore that is limited. So that's where his only real power base is the base of the popular support that he has.
Sure, I wanted to leave the door open for her, but I trust you. You've really been proven accurate. That scares the hell out of me. Gosh. All right, let's take calls. Muhammad in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Robert Barnes. Welcome, sir.
The first rule of a foreign invasion is to grab control of the media and the communications. I remember in Russia, Boris Yeltsin, when he took over, when he was trying to fight against the USSR, the bloodiest battles that occurred were in the newsrooms, in the media. So this is where the battle is. I mean, the Chinese have bought the media. They control the media. They control big tech. They are in the big tech headquarters, actually controlling the tech, controlling the algorithms.
No, you're right. It's big news. Big news controls big tech. You're right.
Correct. So Trump needs to make this his priority. He needs to round up Jack Dorsey. He needs to round up Zuckerberg, Facebook. He needs to go after Jeff Zucker of CNN. These people have been colluding with a foreign power to take over the United States. And I'm not just saying that. It's a fact. When you go on Twitter and you can put Chinese propaganda, that's not taken down. But when you put something about the United States, about the president, when the president's headquarters are shut down, that's foreign collusion. When you go on YouTube and you can say China is evil and they won't let that comment stay, but you can put America is evil and that comment will stay, that's colluding with a foreign power. He has he has that capability based on that to charge him with treason, to charge him with sedition. And if they're guilty, they need to be executed immediately to set an example. The biggest battle here is in the newsroom. It's in the media. We could do anything we want to do. We can win the election by land. It won't matter. Because the media is going to report what the Chinese want the media to report. That's the biggest battle. This is not a situation. This is a fight. This is a Boris Yeltsin moment where we're going to have to get bloody. Our founding fathers, throughout history, we fought these kind of wars to prevent this type of takeover.
Well, I agree with you that I'm not in command of any violence. I don't want violence, but we're coming into an area where if they're involved in criminal activity and refuse to follow elections, we enter a wheelhouse where it's always been finally blood that gets the check signed. I appreciate your call, Muhammad. Very powerful points. Please call back again. Thanks for holding. Robert Barnes?
Well, I mean, and we're seeing what the system wants is they want to weaponize their own mob while preventing people from being able to defend themselves. That's why they're not allowing self-defense to be – that's why they're criminally prosecuting people who defended themselves, like Rittenhouse, like the McCloskeys, like Michael Strickland out of Portland, and all these cases, while weaponizing the mob and not letting either the police or the public protect themselves from the mob when it's a leftist mob committing violence. And I think that's part of it. They're anticipating in advance the different ways people could resist.
Well, they're encouraging the mob to go out and attack, saying you've got to get out of jail free card.
Exactly. They want to control the mob and prevent self-defense and even prevent local police from defending themselves or defending their community. So that's the goal, is to seize.
Yeah, well, I'm a cop and somebody's trying to stab me. It doesn't matter if I'm a cop or not. I'm going to defend myself. I have a right to defend myself. I've seen videos where cops let people beat them over the head with baseball bats.
Yeah, they become terrified. It was the whole reason why they went after the Proud Boys originally in New York. It was to discourage and deter people from defending themselves from the mob.
And the cops saw that. They're like, wait, you get attacked by people and you can't defend yourself?
Exactly. And if you do, all of a sudden you're going to be demonized in the press. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be criminally prosecuted if you just show people a gun like the McCloskey. Or if you defend yourself from people trying to seize your gun and hit you in the head.
Powerful.
Like Rittenhouse.
Powerful. Let's go to D.C. and Nevada. D.C. and Nevada, you're on the air with Robert Barnes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Alex, man, if the whole WHOREs of the world that is ignorant, that need to stand down, and they need to fear that the vision of violence is through their neglect. That's number one. Number two, Pelosi, Obama, or should I say Michelle Obama, who's the baby mamas, Clinton, the baby mamas are the scarlet of the world. They do not want law to happen because they are the scarlet women of the world. But Jesus said he's the living life, and the life, the word is Jesus. I'm going to give you one other thing, man, that goes blow to your mind. You have the assignment and the consignment to control whatever it takes for what is sitting on the scarlet letter. These people are sitting on the scarlet letter, and this scarlet letter is the women who are over women bodies and their conscience. This is what they are missing, and they know that Satan had given them that particular fear and violence and ignorance to control the women's body. But let me give you one other thing, Alex, before I let you go and you start talking to me. David and Goliath, it was a rock. Man, go ahead and throw that rock. Okay, I got you.
Brother, very interesting poetry, and I know there's some meaning to that. I'll listen to it after the show. Thank you so much. We'll cover it and take more calls right ahead.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984
is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Long before your soul's gone down the river, your body dies at the sea, your spirit's already flown on over the mountains and seas, the gray havens, into the future. Fly like an eagle.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
I'm gonna fly like an eagle. Let your spirit carry me. Robert Barnes, find him on Twitter and at his great website, BarnesLawLLP.com. Hey, I want to hit a few calls here, but let us in on the big secret. I know you can't give us everything, but you're getting ready with a big, heavy hitter who's exposing the vaccine damage and the vaccine fraud. Doesn't mean we're against vaccine technology. Doesn't mean we're against science. But the vaccine dangers, the bad effects that they've been covering up, they're now admitted. You know, they attacked Joe Rogan and said, Jones is lying that 80% got sick in a Bill Gates study. Released Bill Gates saying it himself on CBS News. This is big. I mean, the whole new frontier is them, Congress passes a law saying they have liability protection. They really don't, do they, Bob?
No doubt about it. I mean, they shouldn't be. Basically, what happens is the political class created a label of a drug and just put a fancy label on it, like vaccine, and we're supposed to magically remove all the risks associated with any form of new drug. I mean, when you're sticking something in your body, and particularly vaccines are often sticking viruses into people's body, the bad reactions are known to occur unless they're properly tested and properly cleared, and medical informed consent requires that the government not be able to invade your body without your knowledge about what it is they're trying to stick in your body and without your right to be able to decline it. And so the whole nature of constitutional rights, the whole nature of medicine, the whole nature of secure, safe medicine requires that we treat any drug with the same skepticism and scrutiny that every drug should look at, regardless of whether the drug is called a vaccine or not.
And all the censorship of consumer reviews now. They're trying to say a mother whose child has a seizure after it can't complain on Facebook because she's not a doctor. Since when can we not complain that we took a drug or had a surgery and it sucked? I mean, this is crazy.
No, and there's a long history of governments abusing their power of over medicine to control population. Whether it's sending.
Well, I mean, didn't medical tyranny start here in Nazi Germany? Didn't tyranny start in a medical system?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. I mean, the power of the white lab coat to try to control and dictate people's thoughts, minds, and behavior has a long history, so much so that they study it, like in the Milgram experiment. And we try to get rid of Native American populations by the name of medicine, sending them tuberculosis infected blankets. So this has a long, notorious history. In the name of, hey, we're here to protect you, they sterilized a whole bunch of poor women throughout the South for 30 years, denying them and depriving them of the ability to have children and have a future and have a legacy. So we cannot trust. There's a long history of not being able to trust the state when it comes to saying, don't worry, we're doing this for your public health. That's not enough. We should have the same scrutiny, the same skepticism, the same standards. We apply it to any drug. We should apply to vaccines, and we should have the same constitutional rights and legal remedies that we have as it applies to any government action. The fact that it's done in the name of the public health does not magically inoculate it from constitutional scrutiny and civil liberties.
And again, for folks that don't know, there's the Stanford Research one, the prison experiment, and there's the Milgram experiment on shocking people to death. They explain to people briefly the history of that. It's very important.
Exactly. The question was, could you bring people in and get them to shock a complete stranger who was screaming in pain just because someone in a white lab coat told them to do it? That was all they knew. They didn't know whether the person was a doctor or had any expertise. They brought them in. And the person, and one person's in the other room, and the person in the white lab coat keeps telling them, oh, nope, that's the wrong answer. Increase the shock. Increase the shock. And so what they believe is they're electrically shocking the person in the next room. Now, the person in the next room is, in fact, an actor, but they don't know that. So they're hearing these people scream in pain, and over half of the population would do whatever a person in a white lab coat told them to do, even though they had no medical reason to do it, no factual reason to do it, no logical reason to do it. And they knew they were inflicting horrendous pain on a complete stranger.
Well, and they actually believed at the end they were killing people. They found the majority would kill someone.
That's exactly right. And they would even ask, you know, some people would get worried and say, will I be held liable? And they'd be like, no, don't worry. Just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're told.
So let's explain the extrapolation. We didn't have a system then as corrupt that would break the social contract. At least they'd try this at secret laboratories, but not in a mass scale. We're seeing beta tests like the Milgram experiment at Stanford, now externalized, going operational globally by the UN, Bill Gates, and others for a total societal takeover, calling all of their deaths COVID, exaggerating it, ordering forced inoculations, telling us we're non-essential, starving the third world. I mean, this is their big move. Ever wanted to see it, the worldwide eugenics depopulation move, this is it.
Exactly. I mean, it's amazing how this virus has a disparate effect, in its, both in its direct and indirect effect, on the kind of populations Bill Gates doesn't like. So, Bill Gates has been for death panels. It disproportionately affects the elderly. Bill Gates is for racial control of lower populations from Africa. It disproportionately affects African Americans and is starving poor people in Africa and Latin America. So it reflects not only his agenda, but sort of a broader deep state agenda of seeing how much social control they can have. I mean, when you have someone like Governor of California saying that you can't even get together for Thanksgiving without certain limits, you can't even sing Christian hymns together for your own family at Thanksgiving.
But Black Lives Matter is good. It can burn your city down. It's such an obvious see what you'll put up with, because he has no consequences, so we never hold him accountable. How do we hold Governor Newsom, that monster, and Governor of Michigan, Whitmer, how do we hold these monsters accountable?
The first is to re-elect Donald Trump. Re-electing Donald Trump creates the window of opportunity to hold them accountable. The second thing is...
Exactly. A lot of folks get mad at him pushing a vaccine. He did that to take control of Gates, clearly. Gates is pissed. Oh, don't take his. Wait 2 years and take mine. Exactly. Trump has been not wearing a mask, saying he's over it, saying don't give in to fear.
Exactly. And also Trump has said he will not force it, period, that he opposes a forced vaccine. So it's simply an option, an alternative for people to have. And that's the way vaccines should be. They should be a drug with informed consent. You could say yes, you can say no. And it should be the same standard, same scrutiny as anything else constitutionally and legally. And the only way that's going to happen is if Donald Trump is reelected president. He'll also send a message to all the lockdown politicians and all the forced vaccine politicians that their agenda is nowhere near as popular as they thought it is if Donald Trump is reelected
president. All right,
president.
Barnes, how do folks follow you on Twitter, my friend?
Sure, at Barnes_law. They haven't censored me yet, so they're still up there, and people can follow me there.
Well, they're a little scared of you. You're going to join us a couple times on Tuesday night during the election, I think like 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 11 o'clock or so. You think he's going to win handily. I hope you're right. I think you're right, but we're gonna certainly see what happens. We'll talk to you on election night, my friend.
Absolutely. Happy to be on, Alex.
All right, sorry the other callers. I got to a lot of callers today. I'm out of time. Dr. Nick Baggett's A Trailblazer Exposing Evil is about to take over two segments that Owen Schroyer, The War Room, then Election Countdown tonight, Deanna Lorraine, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and others, 7 to 9. Only way dog hunts, you let dog out of cage. I know you will. Spread the live links, pan.video, and the new site that they're not able to block as much, that isn't as censored as much, is also listed on the website. And it is, I forget the name of it. There it is, electionnight.news. 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 Electionnight.news.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system, to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
Welcome back and happy Halloween from Dr. Nick on this Friday afternoon in most of the country. I'm wearing my Alex mask today and just laughing with you a little bit. you know, when I think about what's going on in the world, and I was at the AIP convention, we're talking about the deep state, and they gave me this T-shirt. Maybe those guys can pop up a screenshot of that shirt somewhere on there. Where is it? Anyway, you can see it. There it is. And it's you've got the visual image, and it's a snake wrapped around the U.S. I got to take the mask off, though. Now it's a snake wrapped around the U.S. eating Alaska, right? I mean, and it's the AIP convention, and it's the deep state represented by that snake, and it's got its tail wrapped around the Capitol building, and then it's looped around the U.S. and then eating Alaska, right? The last big bite. And I want to talk about resources a bit. I want to talk about the election a bit, because that's a big deal right now. And I want to talk about the deep state from the standpoint of regulation. And I kind of want to start that because this is one of the things that I think is one of the accomplishments of the Trump administration that's not highlighted very much. And it's something that needs a deeper dive into the deep state. And that's regulatory agencies and the bureaucracy underneath the elected officials. Biggest frustration for elected officials is that right now, this week and this last several months, my eldest son, Nicholas III, has been campaign co-chair for Congressman Young from Alaska. And he's a big resource guy for Alaska. And I can tell you, his biggest frustration has been the regulatory bureaucrats, because they make the laws at the congressional level. And then these bureaucrats set up all these regulations that have nothing to do with the intent of the law. And then Congress and the courts have to unravel them over decades, because these parasites underneath that utilize their position. And why I say parasites, not all public employees, for sure. Most are not in this category, but the ones that are using it for their own private political agenda, which is actually forbidden. There's laws on the books at the national level. Federal employees aren't supposed to engage in a political agenda, but they do. And when they do, it violates the rule consistently and constantly. And as a consequence, you end up with a whole set of rules that don't correlate to the rest of the world. And this becomes the problem. And that's the problem we're seeing today play out again. You know, when you think about upcoming events in terms of regulation and what happens next. You know, this election is going to decide whether we're going to have a developmental strategy for the United States or the Biden strategy of not doing anything and fall back into the lackluster world of watching the U.S. collapse, because we have to remember, in the global perspective of the globalists out there driving most of the politics for most nations in the world, with the exception of a few who have different agendas. And here's the thing about all those agendas. They don't work for you and me. They don't work for the information warrior at all. In fact, they work against us most of the time. And here's the thing. As we're looking at the regulatory matrix and the next election at the executive level, because that's where it's at. Through executive orders, you can unknot a lot of that, and we've seen that during the Trump administration. We saw some of that during Obama, too, in a not so good of a direction. But here's the thing, is we have the opportunity now to make those changes, and they have been made. We have the opportunity right now to elect Donald Trump again and continue the progress in that direction for the next 4 years. And I think it's incumbent on all of us to do it. The T-shirt I'm wearing today, the bureaucracy, the deep state swallowing Alaska and shutting us down. We're the balance sheet for the nation. We're the wealth of the nation. Coming up next week is the Miners Convention for Alaska. And it's free this year because it's a virtual event. Free. Normally it's a couple $100 just to get in. And so all the presentations on the Alaska Miners Convention, you can go to Miners. Alaska Miners with an S, alaskaminers.org, alaskaminers.org, and you can register and sign up for free for the Miners Convention. And on Tuesday afternoon, my time, and on Eastern time, just a little bit before 8 o'clock, I'm going to be making a presentation on my project in the wilderness to the Miners Convention. But dial in and look at that and learn a lot about Alaskan resources. At least dial in for maybe the keynote address and some of the events. But take a look,
AlaskaMiners.org and take a look at what we're doing in development in Alaska. You know, the thing about all of this right now, when we look at the crossroads we're on, if we can begin to look at how do we develop the basis of wealth in the nation with the next administration, and we need someone who can do a business plan. Biden has had 48 years of the do-nothing plan of politics, because when all you've done is politics, well, I guess he's done a little bit of business, and we've been reading about it in the New York Post, and it's been dead silent almost everywhere else, but I guess he's been doing private business, too, just not the kind you and I appreciate. It's Hyden Biden's business, which he hides also, apparently, because Hyden Biden bribery business is off the wrong one, because no longer is he using the committees and contributions model. He's using the brown bag model through his relative. Sad story. Biden, Hyden, bribery, scandal. That's what we have right now. And a half a century, almost a half a century of bad behavior and bad governance and no practical experience. And, you know, I admit this about Donald Trump. He is ugly in the presentation, you know, can be pretty vulgar. But I appreciate it because I know what he's had to deal with. The most corrupt government in the country is New York, New York State, New York City. Look at that mess they have. And how many times have the American public bailed that mess out? And they want us to do it again. Look back in history. Look up New York bailouts and you'll see a whole laundry list up. And yet we're not seeing anything happen dealing with that laundry list that's out there right now. And, you know, when you think about all of the things happening in the country right now, and it's a fight over the wealth of the nation, starting with the leadership. Because here's the thing that everyone needs to remember. In classical organizing, you try and co-op, called co-option. Co-op the leadership. If you can take the leadership, everyone else follows. You see? It's that simple. And so there's a lot of effort channeled directly in like a fire hose to the leadership to corrupt them, to break them, to blackmail them later, extort legislation, favors, whatever it is you're looking for. And this is what has happened. So we have a corrupted elected layer and a corrupted bureaucratic layer, and the same people are pushing against both, against you and I. And it is the deep state. It is the snake coiled around the country. And we have an opportunity in the next election cycle to dislodge it and to take a look at our possibilities, our future possibilities. Again, check out the Miners Convention all next week. Look at the agenda at AlaskaMiners.org. That's the Miners Association up here in Alaska, and it's free. Get a handle on some of what's going on up here, because this is the treasury of the nation. If we can take our minerals and resources from this treasury and begin to move them into the country, to link up the rail system, to set up the infrastructures that are necessary for the last frontier to become the first frontier for freedom, a different approach to what's going on in our world right now, by recognizing what we have and the possibilities that are in front of us right now. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to the InfoWars. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, thinking about all of this stuff and what we're dealing with these days in the world. And I want to, I'm trying to keep tied into the election because it's coming up next Tuesday. We all need to focus on that as well. But to not forget the accomplishments that have already been made. And regulatory breaking down this bureaucracy is a critical element. You know, the amount of complexity, small business people, is enormous. On the mining side, you want to talk about complexity, I'll show you some paperwork, you know. In the room next door, I have like boxes and boxes of archival material just to get through my permitting process for my project out in the wilderness, just for the roads and facilities that you need to put in. The amount of regulation is phenomenal. So cutting through the red tape is a critical element in all of this. And and making it make sense. You know, a lot of the regulations have been put in as deliberate impositions to slow processes, legitimate processes down. And so the things that are happening there are the critical elements to allow for growth. You know, you have to get the snake around the neck of the country and get Alaska out of its mouth. Because here's the opportunities that are here. It's not just hydrocarbons and oil and gas. The opportunities in Alaska are enormous. What is happening right now in Alaska is a number of projects, probably 20 major projects in various stages of development. Some of them, like mine, are called prospects. They're in the early stages where you're developing your data and building out your infrastructure and proving up your value. Other are more matured in their permitting, are about to go, about to be green lit for their next stage. They finish their economic analyses, which are really highly regulated for these public companies, what they have to do before they can go out and raise money from the public. The next phase are the developmental stages where they start putting iron into the ground. And some of those are about to start. Donlin Creek, which is a $6 billion project in southwest Alaska. This is a huge project. When they get that done, it's going to open up an entire area of the state that's not had a transportation corridor to tidewater. It has not had any kind of a link. It's just going to have a gas line and a road. And so for the first time, it's going to have power, cheap energy, natural gas flowing 350 miles to that mine. And that mine will use as much energy converted from that gas as the second largest city in Alaska, Fairbanks, uses on its peak production. You know, think about that. One mine in Alaska is going to use as much energy as the second largest city in the state. You know, that's huge. Okay, that's one. There's others that are being looked at across Alaska, from rare earths at Tidewater in southeast, carbon up north, graphite in particular, graphite and graphene. These are strategic metals, minerals. We have tin, molybdenum, copper, zinc, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, on and on and on. And why is that important? Because these represent values that we hold as Americans in common. The areas that are on private property, like mine, or on native land, or on state land, or on federal land, have various rules for development. And on federal land, on certain federal lands, you and I as Americans, if we're over the age of 18, can go out and make a location, find something, stake it, and claim it, and then develop it. You can do all of that. On the state level, you can too. On your private land, of course, if you have the mineral rights, you can too. And this is what's important, is a lot of people don't understand the stratification of rights. You own your home in most parts of the western states. You own the surface estate. You own what's on the top of the ground to build your home and a few feet under. But the mineral estate is reserved to someone else, usually the government, unless it was taken years and years ago when homesteads and things where mineral estates were allowed to flow. And energy estates, oil and gas, because most energy in the West is owned by governments. And most of the mineral rights are also owned by governments. Now, Native organizations, tribal governments, they own their mineral rights and energy rights. Native corporations have theirs intact in Alaska. When you look at the state rights, theirs are intact, and how they regulate them is up to state jurisdiction. And on the federal level, some are in parks and preserves, which are excluded right now from development. And that was one of the tricks of early legislation that my dad was involved in, and then when he disappeared, others were involved in. But what happened here in Alaska is the minerals were always the thrust. Democrats, Republicans agreed on that here. Most still do, except for these crazy Democrats show up from somewhere else, mainly California, with some other idea of what it ought to look like. You know, it's like such a weirdness of what we've seen happen in main party politics at the national level. The Democrats have become the party of the weirdos. And the Republicans, you know, when they bring out their mainstream candidates, they don't look so good. But Donald Trump reformed the Republican Party, made it a workings man and a business party, small business party. Wow, what a change. You know, that's a change. He hijacked the Republicans and hijacked the American public into a program that we can actually start to believe in again. And I hope it continues another 4 years and people do your last push. If you haven't voted, go vote now. Vote now. What if you have an earthquake on Tuesday or a hurricane blow through your community on Tuesday? Vote right now. Do it right now because it's important to get it done. Do it over the weekend. Do it on Monday. Don't wait for Tuesday. Your states are opened up where you can do early voting. Go stand in line early. I'm going to. My fiance is going to. It's important to vote early because you don't want to be missed in the count this time for sure. And you don't want anything getting your way on Monday, a kid getting sick or anything else. Vote. That's where the power still is for the moment. This may be the last chance, you know, after this cycle, because man, the propaganda cycle, the surveillance state coupled with the deep state is going to give us a radical change if we don't show up this election cycle. It's absolutely critical. Even if you are looking at this thing and say, he's not the best. I don't agree for this reason. He's not the prettiest, but he is the best for right now, for what we're facing right now. And sometimes, as Alex said in that last segment, as we were listening, softer voice, you know, softer voice, and people listen. Well, sometimes it's important to carry a baseball bat and have a very loud voice because you got to get people's attention. Donald Trump has done that. When he wins the second election, which I believe will happen on Tuesday, he can soften the voice and carry the club because there isn't anything left to yell about. He's got 4 years to front end the program and a 2-year midterm cycle to maybe change out a little of Congress. And that's where the emphasis should be, ladies and gentlemen, in taking America back and holding it. Okay, because when this term is up in 4 years, who's coming next? Who's the next guy up that you're going to believe in that isn't another one of these deep state insiders just going to unravel the knot again? So we need to pay attention now. We need to get a lot of work done now. There's a Supreme Court installed now that's going to be there now for the next 30 years. So at least that piece of the government has been preserved as a balanced piece. To take a conservative view of what that Constitution means, which I think is an appropriate view. Because Constitution should be interpreted clearly as it was written. And if it needs to be changed, see, we allow for that in this country. And what the left has forgotten is it was designed as a living document. There's been many amendments since the first 10, the Bill of Rights, you see. Because in our country, in the United States, we recognize that we learn more about ourselves as a nation, as individuals, and we change. And we have. When we started out as a nation, you had to be a property owner to vote. And then you didn't have to be. And then you had to be a white man to vote. And then you didn't have to be. You could be a black man, too. And then after that, you could be a woman and a man and vote, no matter what your race was, because that came later, too. And public education and the income tax and lots of things came later, you see. They didn't start with the founding of the nation. They came with the growth of a nation because you and I are the nation. We're the tip of the spear. We're the base of the program. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you've been listening to the InfoWars. We're changing the world one time, one day, one person at a time. See you next time. This has been Dr. Nick.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.